Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And we're always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 9:10 as we bring you our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. At that time, game two of a three-game series against the Seattle Mariners. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up at 9:10 with Nats on deck. It is a 9:40 first pitch, and per usual, you can hear all the action right here on the flagship home of Washington Nationals baseball, 106.7 The Fan. Not a lot to talk about here, right? Pretty uneventful day here in D.C. sports. The Commanders out on the practice field. Some Commanders out on the practice field for voluntary OTAs. You know we will get hot and heavy into that as the show rolls on here. I'll give you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack. Which veterans have the most to prove entering OTAs? We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. A little top Ben Strober behind the glass, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. We'll talk about the Pacers closing the door on the New York Knicks. We'll talk a little bit about Ken Rosenthal and that heat-seeking missile breaking down what's wrong with the Washington Nationals. To close the show, we will chat with my pal Britt Giroli, colleague of Ken Rosenthal at The Athletic, and get her thoughts on what is next for the Curly W's. But I want to start actually with something that I think is low-key the coolest thing ever, right? When it's a Montgomery County production, as I like to call it, little top and the youngest in charge on the mic, when it's a Montgomery County production, you never know what you're going to get. One thing that these two Montgomery County boys love, they love good baseball. They love good sport. They also love good rappers. And Lil Top, I heard from a bird, and that bird may be Lil Top, that NBA Youngboy pardoned by Donald Trump.
This is true.
Can you confirm as the leader of the Lil Top Club?
Yes, this did indeed happen today.
Wow.
So no more probation. Was no supposed probation. To be 5 years. Damn. For Lil Top, and this is really pivotal news, given that he is going to start his tour in a couple months from now. So hopefully keeps himself out of trouble.
Yes.
That's what I'm really concerned about at this point.
For sure. That is the key. Staying out of trouble, making good music, being a good influence. That's all we care about.
Yep.
That's all we care about. So you all know that I'm famous for rejoining the show with the same song every time. Death of Auto-Tune, Jay-Z. A lot of you tweet at me often, at @NELL_BTP about, Nell, what song is that, man? Some of you get annoyed by it and go, why the hell do we keep hearing the same damn song?
I saw a petition.
Those of you that understand marketing, brands, things of that nature, you get why I'm playing the same song because you know who it is. So I open up the show the same way every day as well. I say all that to say, on May the 28th of 2025, we may be starting something new here tonight on Overtime. It may not happen tonight. We may have to wait till the next time it's a Montgomery County production, which I think will be Friday night, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
We got to get some NBA Youngboy in the system, because when Lil Top is behind the glass producing the show, we will be coming back with all things Young Boy.
Liddell, guess what?
I can make that promise for you.
When I took this job, I guaranteed, my friends, that there would be some Young Boy on the airwaves here of 106.7, fan of the Team 98. And everyone said I was crazy, and there's no way it was going to happen. I said, just watch.
If there's a will, there's a way. If there's a top, we'll open.
Actually, don't watch. Listen.
Yeah. Better off saying listen. But we're from the birdies. May get a little streaming action coming here on late night, sooner rather than later. So I'm super excited potentially for that as well. The real thing that I wanted to lead off the show with here tonight, and we have a bunch to get to, is we'll get hot and heavy into the Commanders coming into the 7 o'clock hour. But it was something really, really cool that I saw earlier today. And, Ben, you actually pointed this out to me, and I think it's the most brilliant thing ever. Showing some more Montgomery County love. Montgomery County native, Olney, Maryland stand-up, James Wood, off to just a rocking start. Hit home run number 14 last night, if I'm not mistaken. The only run that scored for the Washington Nationals. I think Ken Rosenthal hit on it in his piece. He is a star already. And because he is a star already and he's represented by Scott Boras, there is some concern amongst fans that they won't be able to get this guy signed. If there is any bigger sign that than you being a star, it's if you get your own commercial. And if you know James, and I'm not talking about personally because I don't know him personally either, I think I told you this story, Ben. Ran into James Wood at a Wizards game and wearing his Wrangler dad jeans, some A6 running shoes, and a pullover. Would have just looks like any 6'7 guy walking the streets of Washington, D.C. And he was just as cool as a cucumber, man. Shook my hand. It was real cool. Was soft-spoken. Had to, like, whisper damn near. Felt like to talk to him. But I say all that to say he has superstar play on the field. And I thought before I saw what I saw today that he didn't have superstar personality. Well, let me tell you this. Not only is James Wood a star at the plate, he's a star on the big screen as well. DMV, I got good news for you. What did you call it earlier, a little top?
I'm trying to remember.
Papa James is coming to town. Here is the thing. We'll let you hear the audio. James Wood, the superstar for your Washington Nationals, was on the big screen earlier today shooting a commercial with Papa John's. And anytime James Wood hits a homer from now until the end of the regular season, I believe, we got terms and conditions apply. Anytime he hits a homer from now to the end of the regular season, you will get 50% off your pizza with the promo code JW50. Here's how it sounded.
James, come in. Sit down. You're too tall. Two fresh pies, James. Which one tastes better?
They taste the same.
They taste the same. Wrong. This one's better because it's half off. Now what are you gonna do about it?
I could hit some more home runs.
That's why I like you, James.
When James Wood hits a home run, Papa John's pizzas are half price the following day with promo code JW50.
Sign me up. You know how much of a dog you gotta be to have your own individual promo code? You all know Papa John's is partnered up with all the local teams here in the nation's capital, right? The Commanders got a Papa John's deal. I think the Caps got a Papa John's deal. The Wizards got a Papa John's deal. The Nats used to have a team Papa John's deal, but Papa John's said, no, we want Papa James.
I think this is really big, especially for James, because we've seen the local athletes in this market get their first break in terms of endorsements, of getting your name in a commercial, and it's usually... Yeah, the Eastern Motors. And I know everybody Eastern listening Motors. Knows the jingle. Mm-hmm. You see that. You see Paisano's Pizza, which we talked a little bit
about
earlier here in the studio.
The DOC Rick Doc Walker, a big Paisano's guy.
Yeah, but this is bigger than that. This is Papa John's we're talking about. Yeah. This is a company Shaq owns.
I'm about to say.
And they got James Wood, the face of DMV Papa John's right now.
Love
He's
it.
Got his own accolades that are earning people 50% off pizza. I might have to start eating Papa John's again because I don't even really like Papa John's that much.
Oh, bad take.
But for 50% off, I'm going to get it.
You know what's crazy? I know why your pizza takes, I feel like, are completely skewed by the fact that you work at Lito's.
That's not even it.
That's not it?
That's not it.
You're capping.
No.
So you work there because you're a hustler.
I don't work there anymore,
college,
though.
Trying to get the money.
I don't work anymore.
Don't work there anymore. So now, can you give us unbiased pizza takes, please?
Yeah, I really take pride in how good New Haven-style or New York-style pizza is compared to a lot of the, I guess, I don't even know if you consider Papa John's, Domino's, like, fast food pizza.
Uh-huh.
I think it's fine. I'll eat it. it's okay at a party or whatever. I'm not going to like go out of my way to get this pizza unless I'm getting that 50% off deal because James goes deep. That's the marketing right there working.
You know where Papa John's completely has the game on smash?
Tell me.
Ain't nothing like that garlic, boy. I'm telling you. That garlic.
That is the best part.
Warm it up a little bit. Let it get nice
and juicy. You got to get extra.
Come on, man. Drizzle it over the pizza. I love it. If you like it, I love it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number right here on Overtime. We'll take you up to 9:10. When we get back, I told you we'd get into it. We are 99 days away, Andre Carter days away, Chase Young days away from the start of the regular season in the National Football League. Obviously, the year kicks off with Dallas at Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football in their ring ceremony, the ring ceremony. You know how it goes on opening night of the NFL season. But 99 days away from that, today, though, day number one of, keyword, voluntary OTAs for the Washington Commanders, and there were a trio of burgundy and gold members not in attendance. Let's just say I don't have a problem with one of them not being there, but the other two, bring your ass. That's next here on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every hue, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Just getting rolling here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 9:10. So where we'll dish things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They've get you warmed up for Nats and Mariners, game number two of the Washington Nationals West Coast Roadie. It is a 9:40 first pitch, per usual. You can hear all of the action right here on The Fan. real quick, I didn't even look at the schedule. I would have to think. Is today a Trevor Williams day? It is a Trevor Williams day. There we go. So Trevor Williams, T-Will, going to get the start. Real quick on the Nats, just to be brief. He was so good last year before he got hurt, and he has stunk the joint up this year in his 7 starts.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate the way he has kind of taken a downturn for this Nationals organization, and it's even worse that he was signed to a 2-year deal instead of a 1-year deal. So still another year under contract he is with this Nationals organization, and he's a guy who provides that veteran presence in the Nationals rotation. But I think with his age and his fastball velocity has gotten way down, I don't know how serviceable he could really be for this team, especially next year.
Yeah.
It hasn't been good.
I don't know how much common practice this is, but would he be a candidate to move to the pen?
It's possible.
Because, like, I think him in moderation is good.
So, Cade Cavalli dominated today on the bump in Rochester. 5 innings, 10 strikeouts, no runs, 3 hits. He's going to be back soon. Rizzo actually touched on it on the Junks today that he's very close to coming back, and he has to be in this rotation.
Has to be.
Does he take Williams' spot? Or do they send down Mitchell Parker?
Well,
and I think if you're a Nationals fan, you'd be super pissed off if Mitchell Parker gets sent down, even though he has struggled a little bit in his past three starts.
The last 4 out of the last 5 starts, he hasn't lasted more than 4 innings.
And if that happens, I think people would be really frustrated. But I would say right now, don't be surprised if Mitchell Parker gets the send down and Williams stays in the rotation.
That's what I would think. Just because you're talking about the greater of two evils, which one you prefer this year, because Trevor and Mitch have both struggled. And Mitch Parker's struggles have been, as of late, really. Like I mentioned, 4 out of the last 5 starts, has given up 4 or more runs and hasn't lasted more than 4 innings. So that is tough. I remember I was at the bullpen chugging vodka lemonades when Cade Cavalli got his first start. Was that last year?
Yeah, a while ago.
His first and only start. Or was that last year or the year before?
Year before.
So I was at the bullpen for that. Bullpen has great deals, by the way. I think it's like 3rd through the 7th inning. You get
a happy hour.
Happy hour. It's lit. Our partners at the bullpen do a great job. But yeah, I remember the excitement around his start then, and then it was only 1 start. Then he got hurt in that start, correct?
Yeah.
So like that's the tough part. We'll get into the Nationals in more detail as we close out the show and, you know, lead you into Nats baseball, but Mike Rizzo, dog, I just want to take a quick second because I just don't know. You had a very easy opportunity this morning to look like, be straight up with you, to look like a hero. To look like a hero. Because I'm going to tell you what I respect as a Nationals fan. I don't need to sit there and try and hear you justify our ability to draft, develop, and retain talent. I'm not blind, Mike Rizzo. None of these fans are blind. It's an issue. So to act like you've drafted well, which is the exact quote he gave on the Junkies, I think it's ludicrous. All you had to do was this. All you had to do was this, Rizzo. All you had to do was say, you know what? It's a tough gig. We have not been perfect when it comes to drafting, developing, and retaining talent. It hadn't been perfect at all, but it's something that we're going to work on. All you had to do was go into detail about the moves that he made 2 summers ago to change the scouting staff.
There's one quote that he gave out today. And I understand why he's saying that, because the question was about his talent evaluation, how he drafts. He says, we've drafted Cy Young winning pitchers. Robbie Ray never pitched in Washington, and he wins a Cy Young in San Francisco. We can't be taking credit for that.
You can't, but
it's just ridiculous.
It's tough for me, man. Like, I don't know. It was frustrating because I like Mike Rizzo a lot, man. And think about it. You're coming on your home station. Right? The Junk's going to be respectful, as always. They're great interviewers. I know they got into it with Rizzo in the past before, but that's just because they do great radio and they know how to ask the right questions. And I think Mike does a good job answering him. He's honest. He's transparent. He could have canceled today's interview and been like, yeah, I'm sick.
Yeah.
And ducked the smoke, but
just like Willard did.
Don't get up there and start capping.
Just like Kevin Willard did that one time.
Yeah.
I got to correct myself. He won the Cy Young in Toronto, not San Francisco.
Okay. But still, to your point, he never wore the curly W, so don't take credit for it. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Top of the 7 o'clock hour coming your way next. Let's get into it. The Washington Commanders out on the practice field. The full 90-man roster out there for voluntary OTAs. The full voluntary roster, except for a few. I'll give you that. Who missed? next here on Overtime. But first, before we get into that, because there's an order of business here, I want to give you a good tease. In this 7 o'clock hour, we will do something we haven't done in a while, another installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six veterans that have the most to prove going into OTAs. We will talk about who missed. When we come back, though, we'll get into it. Some of the best sounds from OTAs, plus who missed, next on The Fan. As if you all don't get enough of the song. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, hit our nation's capital. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 9:10 before we dish things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They're bringing Nats baseball. Little top Ben Strober behind the glass taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Voluntary OTA started this afternoon for the Washington Commanders. And obviously the big story of today, no Terry McLaurin, as expected, I would say, right? There was the whispers last week, I believe it was Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports that reported, yeah, Terry was a no-show last week, and he speculated that it was related to the contract. Him not being there today, I think, almost confirms that it is contract-related. Look, I don't have really too big of an issue with Terry McLaurin not being there because of who Terry McLaurin is. Terry McLaurin eats, breathes, sleeps football. There has never been a character question. There's never been a work ethic question. There's never been a how good of a teammate is he question, how good of a leader is he question with that guy. So if Terry doesn't want to be on the practice field while he's negotiating his contract, fine. I'm of the belief that maybe he was just in the building. Maybe he was just in the building and not on the practice field. Because look, we're not too far removed. And Ben, I wonder if you remember this. Remember how geeked up we were when we got Reuben Foster?
I was not geeked up about that.
I was. Then he tore his ACL on the damn practice field.
Yeah, because you knew that was going to happen. Yeah. Everybody knew. That's just what would happen to us back then.
Remember Junior Gallette?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I'm really giving myself PTSD.
The first school newspaper story I ever wrote, the headline was Season Carried on a Stretcher, and it was about how the then Redskins had like 25 players on the IR, and then how Reuben Foster was just like the pinnacle of that at the end.
That's tough. Wow. Junior Gallette was a deep cut. Because he had some of the best practice film you'll ever see in your life, dog. He was freaky. He actually played a little bit under Jay Gruden.
We always got a camp demon on the roster. Always had a camp demon. Ryan Grant, camp demon. Yep. Troy Apke, major camp demon.
Dude, a death, taxes, and a Commander's camp demon. So no Terry McLaurin. I'm not really taking much issue with Terry not being there. Spotrac, and I said this to myself because I was actually being a good radio host today. Spotrac put out a contract projection for Terry McLaurin when he signs this deal. 3 years, $93 million. There's no guaranteed money there, though, in this. It's $31 million APY. I would think if you're Terry, you want the same amount of guaranteed money or more as DK Metcalf, who's in your draft class, who you have just as good of numbers as and are more reliable and durable than. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. The other two cats that decided not to show up, I actually do take a little bit of issue with. Marshawn Lattimore will start there. Last year for Marshawn Lattimore, let's be real and honest here, was not good. Was terrible. Outside of the Detroit game where he wasn't really challenged at all, he wasn't very good here in Washington. And then people are going to point to, did you see the Saints game? Well, no, did you see how well he played against the Saints? They had a hand model at quarterback. I don't care about him clamping Saints wide receivers. What was like Marquez Valdez-Scantling or something like that? So no one cares. His hamstring was the big issue last year. How do we get him healthy? If I was the Commanders and we're putting together plans for guys, because I know that's something that they do. Debo revealed that earlier. They had a plan for his offseason that they put together. The plan for Marshawn Lattimore would have included his ass being there in Ashburn for voluntary work. Because you need to monitor that. You need your doctors up close and personal on that, knowing what the hell is going on. I want him evaluated every day. Every day. I want him taking preventative maintenance. When you've had the injury track record that he has throughout his career, you don't get the benefit of the doubt with me, especially in a new organization, right? And think about this. He came at the midway point last year. See, what I think a lot of people sleep on, because people are saying, you're not really getting any work during OTAs. It's not about the work that you're putting in during OTAs, you buffoons. It's about camaraderie and team building. That stuff matters. That stuff matters. So for him to skip out on it and think that he's above everybody else, okay, it's noted. The moment he doesn't play well, you know where we're all going back to. Well, maybe if he would have showed up for voluntary OTAs, whether it's fair or not. Whether it's fair or not.
We did this to your boy Chase.
We did. So that's my whole thing. And I was, you know, I've been labeled a Chase sexual. They've labeled me that.
Whisper it.
Whisper it. But my thing is this, as a fan base, that's why I put out the video I put out earlier. All I'm asking is you all to have the same energy. Have the same energy for Marshon Lattimore not being there as you did for Chase Young not being there. Because you all acted as if he was the damn devil for not showing up to voluntary OTAs. But for Marshon Lattimore, look, do I want him there? Yes. Am I tripping because he's not there? Maybe I'm overreacting a little bit. But I think the bigger point is, if you're Dan Quinn and company, and they have really leaned into this commander tag thing, who's the commander? You know what a commander is as well? Someone that's selfless. You know who was selfless last year for this football team? Brandon Coleman. You know who was selfless last year for this football team? Frankie Louvu, playing multiple different positions. Mikey Samers still playing multiple different positions. That's what being a commander is. So unless you're going to hold everybody accountable and make everybody show up, rip all them damn fancy slogans off the walls in Ashburn. And I'm not trying to say this is a Dan Quinn, Adam Peters issue, but damn, put the pressure on his ass. Make him show up. The other one I have a real issue with. The other one I have a major issue with. Laramie Tunsil. First team all U Street since he got to Washington, D.C. But you can't show up to voluntary work? I always reference my meteoric college football career. I played at Bethany College, kinda. Tore my ACL twice. It was not fun. Our head coach was lousy. Bill Garvey. One thing that Bill Garvey said, terrible coach, but he had a couple of good chestnuts and phrases. Perception is 99% reality. It's a Bill Garvey quote. The perception around Laramie Tunsil for the folks in Houston, they went scorched earth on Laramie Tunsil. I've never seen a franchise care less about an all-pro left tackle being traded. Think about how we reacted, the vitriol we had when Trent Williams got the boot. I was ready to fight. Oh, no, not the Houston Texans fans, though. They were like, psh, eh, he's kind of a jerk anyway. Right? I had Sean Pendergrass on, myself and Denton Day. We were sitting in for Kevin Sheehan during free agency, and that trade gets made. And Sean came on the air and was talking so much trash about Laramie Tunsil, I had to check him on it. Like, yo, did he turn down an interview from you or something? Called him selfless or called him selfish, called him a me guy, called him a PFF guinea pig, somebody that's consistently looking at his pass block win rate, things of that nature, someone that's always aware about the contracts that are given out around the league. He went to town on Laramie Tunsil and then proceeded to call him overrated. So we hear that here in D.C. We hear that here in D.C. Whether it's true about Tunsil or not, and like I said then, I can really care less. I don't need Tunsil to come in here and be a leader. I need him to be a badass all-pro left tackle. Part of that, though, is being there on day one of work. That's all I'm asking. Be there on day one. You don't think Brandon Coleman would benefit from being around Laramie Tunsil? You don't think Josh Connerly Jr. could benefit from being around Laramie Tunsil?
I don't know if I consider this fighting words to people in this fan base, but he reminds me a lot of Trent Williams. He does. And not for the right reasons.
That's tough. Because Trent had some issues early on in his career as well, but he got it figured out. Trent got to a point, though, where he stopped showing up to the voluntary stuff, too. But Trent's holding his own academy out in Texas, hosting hella offensive linemen throughout the league, and they're getting in great work. If that's where Laramie Tunsil is, fine. But if he's just doing his own thing, my whole thing is this, too. Y'all dudes are rich. And I'm not pocket watching. I know that's what it sounds like. Bro, you know how easy it is? If you want to get working with your own personal trainer, you know how easy it is to bring your guy out here and still show up to the voluntary stuff? And maybe you want to be based in Texas, maybe, because you're around your family. Load up the PJ, brother, man. Are you kidding? Deebo Samuel's a PJ legend. Also a U Street legend, but has been at every OTA and is in tremendous shape and is going to lead this team in touchdowns. It's frustrating with Laramie Tunsil for me, man. Here is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, who spoke after practice, giving an explanation for why certain guys missed.
It's not one size fits all for everything. And in my opinion, like, this has been a fantastic offseason. And it's not just the players. It's also the coaches too, John, to say, can we level up, you know, and to level up, you know, what do you look at? What do you want to change? What do you want to keep the same? And so the offseason has been excellent, you know, and so I've been in touch with every guy on the team. And so I've really enjoyed this time. I also have some, you know, stronger relationships than you did maybe a year ago with everybody being new. And now so that blend of the year two players, you know, to go through with it. It's one of the things I do enjoy about coaching. Like, if you can get to know the man before the ball player, it helps take it and push it a little further. And so for the guys who are the year one, the new players here, not just a rookie, but a new free agent that may have joined the team, getting to know them and watching them practice today for the first time. Like, you could see guys work hard in the strength and conditioning, but it's another thing to see the speed of processing and on the field. And so today we just did some 7-on-7 and some 2-minute, and then we'll add more team as we go. I like to ramp it up, you know, as opposed to doing everything all at once day one.
As Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, and he hit on a couple of very interesting things. I'm not going to be cynical and act as if he was like subtweeting, as we used to call it back in the day, but he hit on it. It's important for first-year guys to be there, whether they're rookies or not, so he can get to know them, so he can understand how they're driven, how they're motivated, how they tick. Javon Kinlaw was there. Deebo Samuel was there. Jonathan Jones was there. Super Bowl champion Jonathan Jones was there. Super Bowl champion Dietrich Wise was there. So don't try and downplay this like it doesn't matter. See, that's what's so funny about you all. And I'm going to feel like I'm coming at the fan base for this, but no, I got a bone to pick with y'all, like I said online. This is my issue with y'all. Y'all treated Chase Young like he ran over old ladies because he didn't show up to voluntary workouts. That's the energy I have for him. But old Big Laramie's not there, it's all fine. Marshawn Lattimore is not there, it's all fine. Okay. I keep receipts. I'm not, you know, letting this be an indictment on anybody. I'm not going to, you know, all of a sudden think that Marshawn's not good. I still am going to root for him. Laramie, I hope he still comes in here, kicks ass. But, yeah, it's a little bit disappointing that you weren't able to show up to voluntary work because you had better things to do. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, we'll continue to play some of the best sounds from day one of voluntary OTAs with the Washington Commanders. Plus, I'll get into a couple of things that I'm looking for when it comes to these OTAs for the Commanders, including this. Who starts opposite Quan Martin at the safety position? Give you my thoughts on that, plus a whole lot more on the Burgundy and Gold next, right here on Overtime.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
one 800 636 1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime as we take you up the 9-10. That's baseball coming up following your boy. Game number 2 of their 3-game set with the Seattle Mariners. It'll be Trevor Williams on the bump for David Martinez's group. You can hear all the action right here on The Fan. Also got Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals coming up tonight. Very interesting what happened last night. Poor New York Knicks. All that convo about Tyrese Haliburton not being a superstar. He said, how about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. A historic triple-double for Tyrese Haliburton. Basically shutting the door on the New York Knicks as they take a commanding 3-1 series lead. We'll talk a little bit more NBA before we get out of here. Right now, though, I'm going to keep things on the burgundy and gold because the old Washington Commanders back on the practice field this afternoon for voluntary OTAs. Unless you've been living under a rock, you understand who wasn't there. Terry, really don't care that he wasn't there. They'll get that deal done at some point. Marshawn Lattimore and Laremy Tunsil, though, not being there, bothered me a little bit. Laremy Tunsil in particular, someone that has not been around this team much. And look, they may have showed up at other points during the program, and I'm just not hip to it, but I can only talk about what I know. And I do take a little bit of issue with him not being there. Dan Quinn spoke after practice and gave his thoughts on those guys missing, and we just played that for you. Right now, I want to let you hear from the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury. He spoke before practice and had this to say on why he's actually still in Washington.
Yeah, DQ has created a tremendous culture. The organization has as well, just starting at the top with Josh and then AP, type of people they brought in. So I'm excited to continue to learn from DQ and these other coaches and continue to try to build this thing.
Yeah, pretty much reiterating what we've all thought. I mean, the grass ain't always greener. Will Washington have Cliff Kingsbury in 2026? As their OC, now that's more of a big-time question mark. But I think Cliff choosing to come back here says a lot about what Dan Quinn has built. And it also makes me feel like, you know what? Jaden Daniels isn't going to have a sophomore slump. And I think Cliff and them continuing to evolve the offense and learn each other better, I think it only makes Jaden better. Point-blank period. I think it only makes this offense better. One thing that also, for sure, is going to make this offensive line better is the offensive line being marketably improved. You upgraded your tackle position by bringing in Laremy Tunsil, who's not here yet, and drafting Josh Connerly Jr. in the first round. The thing I love, though, about Dan Quinn and this football team, and I've referenced it a couple of different times here on Overtime, Dan Quinn comes from the Pete Carroll coaching tree. And Pete Carroll's mantra is competition everywhere, all the time. Y'all know how I get down. I take it a step further. I want the damn janitors competing for who mops the floor the best. I want the cooks competing for who's got the juiciest steak, right? I want the contractors that are in the building. you know, who measures, who uses the tape measure the best. You pick up what to put down. Everybody's got to compete, including this new-look Commanders offensive line.
I think DQ said it. I mean, there's really one guy that we see is solidified through and through, and the rest are going to compete and continue to try and get better. And wherever he fits in, he fits in, whether it's starting this year or next year or the year after. You know, that's what I love about this culture DQ has. Everything's earned, and he'll have to earn it as well, and it's a competitive group right now.
That was Cliff Kingsbury. That question was prompted by a Josh Connolly question, and he said, look, you're going to have to earn it. And, Ben, what have I said? You've worked with me a lot here recently. What have I said? I said, don't be surprised if Connolly and Amos don't start from the get-go.
And it stuck out a lot. He says there's only one person right now that's solidified, and if I had to take a guess, I think that's Tyler Biadasz.
I think he's talking about Tunsil.
Is he, though?
DQ referenced Tunsil at the owners' meetings, saying that Tunsil's the only guy. Tunsil's the only guy that don't got to compete. And the irony of that, because I was going to go scorched earth about that, three times throughout the offseason, unprompted, they have said that Tunsil doesn't have to compete. So much so that he doesn't even have to show up. Makes you raise an eyebrow a bit, doesn't it?
And I just think it's even more interesting that a guy like Biadasz
might not have
to compete for his spot. That's a good thing overall, but
yes.
I don't see anyone else on this team beating him out for that spot. We've seen how bad they were last year when he was out.
Maybe don't sleep on Nate Herbig, bro.
I was wondering about that yesterday. I was talking with Ben Standing when I was here, and I kind of, you know, questioned to him, where do you think he's going to fit in
with
this offensive line rotation?
I think, it's going to be tough. Like I said, it's going to be competition everywhere. I can see him being the starting left guard. I can see him and Brandon Coleman.
Over Allegretti?
I can see him beating out Nick.
Yeah.
And I think they worked in Nick Allegretti as a backup center last year as well. So a lot of those guys are cross-trained on the interior. So I would think that it would be Herbig if anyone but Biadasz is starting, but I would have to give the attaboy to Biadasz. I know he wasn't great down the stretch, and I've been very open, honest, and critical about that, but you know, still, I think he earns the job.
Nate Herbig is really interesting because a lot of people haven't even really put him in the equation. They didn't sign him to sit on the bench and do nothing.
Not at all.
He's going to be playing a lot for this team.
I think he's going to end up competing with Nick Allegretti to be the swing guard.
I 100% agree with you.
You know,
I would not be surprised to see him be the starting guard week one.
It wouldn't surprise me either. And I think, look, throughout his career, and one of my best friends, Kyle Cassidy, is a Steelers fan. And my boy Kyle gives me the skinny on Nate Herbig and say, yeah, bro, he just dealt with injuries last year. He's been good, been a starter in this league throughout his career. So that was probably the most sneaky, underrated signing that Washington had this offseason, man, for sure. I want to get to some more of Cliff Kingsbury. One thing that has been that was asked by, I think it was Lake Lewis who asked this question, and it sparked my interest as well. Washington's got to worry about Terry getting enough touches, got to worry about Jalen Lane into the equation, Noah Brown, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, Deebo Samuel. Is there enough footballs to go around? Cliff Kingsbury with a very entertaining answer on that dilemma of guys wanting the football and how you balance that.
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory. But that's one thing I think that DQ has created where it's, you know, the team above anything else. And these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Deebo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then, you know, it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So,
what an answer from the coolest man in the DMV, Cliff Kingsbury. We talk about aura all the time, right? Double K has aura. Cliff Kingsbury oozes aura. And I just love, I love the way he seemingly interacts with these guys. I don't know how old Cliff is, but he carries himself like a young buck. I know he was a bachelor for a little while. Then I think he went to Thailand with his significant other and got married. But Cliff just seems like a dude. And I think players respect that. And Jaden this offseason, if you've listened to every interview he's done, their relationship is through the roof to where Jaden's got the leeway to get mad at Cliff. Cliff's got the leeway to get mad at Jaden. The best quarterback OC combinations are that way.
Cliff reminds me of Danny Ruye a lot. And I just found out they're the same exact age. And they kind of act exactly the same in my eyes. Like, they're just like the cool dudes at that age.
Cliff's 45?
He's exactly 45.
Wow. How do I know Danny Rue's age off the top? Because he always says it.
He says it all the time.
He says it all the time. And Danny doesn't look 45, by the way. Neither does Cliff. So compliment to the funniest man in the world and the best offensive coordinator in the world. 1-800-636-1067 is number. When we get back, we'll have a little fun. A little top. You haven't done this before with me. But when we come back, it's another installment of one of the most highly anticipated power ranking systems in all of sports talk radio. It's Nell's Super Six Pack. Which veterans have the most to prove entering OTAs? We'll give you my top six list next. One 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 9:10 before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They bring our coverage on Nats baseball. Trevor Williams on the bump for DC. First pitch of that one set for 9:40. So make sure you keep it live and local all night long right here on the Fan. So me and the committee have been burning the midnight oil. We were up real late last night grinding the tape, going over all of the offseason acquisitions for the Commanders, who's back, who's returning, who's new, everything. Me and the committee worked very hard to bring you all one of the most highly anticipated power ranking segments in all of sports talk radio. It's time for Nell's Super Six Pack.
Super Six Pack. 3, 2, 1.
Let's get this bad boy rolling. Nell Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders vets that have the most to prove. What a little baby say, I got son to prove. Who has the most to prove going into these OTAs? Number six, a guy that I'm very high on. A guy that I think is going to lead this team in touchdowns, but the reality is the reality. Number six is Deebo Samuel. Last 2 years, statistically, not very good for Deebo. I think this year he bounces back in a major way, so much so that he's a Pro Bowler and that he leads the Commanders in touchdowns this year. But Debo's got to prove it. He spoke earlier today and talked about the plan that the Washington Commanders have him on. I love it. He was all smiles on the practice field, talking to AP, talking to Dan Quinn, talking to Cliff. I just think Debo's got the right mental makeup. I think Debo's hungry. As we found out with our lovely pal, Deron Payne, ain't nothing more motivated than a guy chasing that sack. So I think Deebo Samuel going to have a strong year for the Commanders, but I do think he's got something to prove. Number five, Enel Super Six Pack, my top six vets that have the most to prove on the Commanders entering OTAs. Number five is Brian Robinson. And just like I'm high on Deebo, you all know I'm jumping over the moon for Brian Robinson. I think he's going to have a damn good year. I expect him to bounce back. Will he get the lion's share of the carries throughout the regular season? I think that's on B-Rob to determine. But I do know this. I do know this about Brian Robinson. He was there today. According to Cliff Kingsbury, he's motivated. I think he should be. One thing that Cliff mentioned, and we'll let you hear the cut a little bit later on in the show, about B-Rob, he mentioned that, and I noticed that no one cut the B-Rob answer because everyone hates B-Rob. He talked about B-Rob at length. And he was hurt down the stretch last year. I think it was the Cowboy game where he looked like he broke his damn ankle. Came back, but wasn't really effective, didn't get many more carries. After that, it felt like he struggled. I will say this, in that Detroit Lions playoff game, Shorty was running his ass off, running hard. So I think B-Rob does bounce back and have a good year, but he's got something to prove to me entering these OTAs. Number four, Enel's Super Six Pack, my top six vets that have the most to prove entering voluntary OTAs. Number four is a D.C. native coming back home. Second tenure with Adam Peters and company. Javon Kinlaw. Javon Kinlaw's got a lot to prove, and I don't feel like he has talked about a ton when it comes to contracts that were given out this offseason. Javon Kinlaw signed a three-year, $45 million deal with $30 million guaranteed. I hope it ain't $30 guaranteed. $30 million guaranteed for Javon Kinlaw. Shorty got the bag. Ain't chump change when it comes to his contract. And for him to garner that type of money, right, not having the numbers that you would expect, I think he's got something to prove. I know his weight has fluctuated a lot. He's a former first-round pick. He's got talent. Make no mistake about it. But he's got to be better. He's got to be better. And if he is, I think this run defense, which we know was a huge Achilles heel for them last year, if he's better, if he's the best version of himself, I think the run defense is much improved. But number three now, and Nell Super Six-Pack, my top six veterans that have the most to prove on the Commanders entering OTAs. Number three, another outhouse free agent signing, Will Harris, formerly of the New Orleans Saints, drafted by Lance Newmark with the Detroit Lions. I think Will Harris has got a ton to prove because I know nothing about him. Last year, if I'm not mistaken, was Will Harris's first year as a full-time starter on a defense. 54 tackles, had a pick. 74 total tackles. Had an interception. He's got three career picks over his career. He just hasn't done a lot to this point, man. He just hasn't. I know he played in 2021. He got a lot of time. He had 93 tackles. So maybe I'm gaslighting him a little bit, saying that he hasn't been a full-time starter in this league. 6'1", 206 pounds, known to lay the lumber, former third-round pick in Detroit. He's got big shoes to fill, man. That's why I think he's got a lot to prove. He's got big shoes to fill. Jeremy Chinn played 94% of the defensive snaps last year. Jeremy Chinn, after he got his feet wet and knocked some of the rust off from not participating much in the preseason, he tackled, I thought, very, very well. Very, very well. So I think Will Harris has got big shoes to fill. I'm not so certain that he earns the starting safety job opposite Quan Martin. Y'all know what I said. I think Jeremy Reeves is going to make this a very interesting conversation. I think Robert McDaniel, you all are probably like, who? Who the hell is Robert McDaniel? Their undrafted free agent from Jackson State University. Just absolutely freakazoid measurables for our guy Robert McDaniel. 6'2", 207 pounds, can run like all outdoors. I think he's going to be in the mix. We'll see what ultimately happens, but Will Harris definitely has something to prove. Number two, Inel Super Six-Pack, my top six veterans that have the most to prove entering voluntary OTAs. Number two is Johnny Newton. And to call him a veteran may seem premature, but he ain't a rookie. Last year, obviously, a tumultuous rookie season for Jazan. Took him a little while to get on the practice field. But when he did, you felt his impact. Down the stretch, he was an animal. I thought he played really well in the final couple of games of the regular season and then that postseason run that Washington went on. I want to see how his body's improved. How much stronger is he? Because I know he's got pass rush juice, but can he drop his booty, anchor, and stop the run? That's what we need to see from Johnny Newton. Newsflash, I actually think he can. I compared his build last year, and Little Top, you'll get a kick out of this. I compared him to a fire hydrant. Johnny Newton's built like a fire hydrant. Short, stubby, stout, and not moving out of the ground. Hopefully, he plays like a fire hydrant. I think he's in for a big-time year as well. But I got to be honest, he's definitely got something to prove. Number one, in terms of which veterans have the most to prove entering OTAs on the Commanders, the guy that's got the most to prove, ironically enough, isn't even in the building right now. Marshon Lattimore, he is a huge piece of this defense. He is probably the linchpin of this group. If he can hold down that opposite corner spot or that outside cornerback spot, rather, and then Trey Amos takes a step or Mike Samra still continues to play well on the outside, then your defense is fine. I said this yesterday, and I wonder if it fell upon deaf ears. The moves that the Commanders made this offseason at corner reflect them kind of being nervous and having reservations about Marshon Lattimore. You brought in Jonathan Jones. You drafted Trey Amos in the second round, but would have drafted him in the first if Connolly wasn't there. You brought back Noah Igbinoghi. So we'll see what happens, but Marshon Lattimore for sure has something to prove. That's going to do it for Nell Super Six-Pack, my top six Commanders veterans that have the most to prove entering voluntary OTAs. We'll run through it again real quick, 6-1. Number six, Deebo Samuel. Number five, Brian Robinson. Number four, Javon Kinlaw. Number three, Will Harris. Number two, Johnny Newton. Number one, Marshon Lattimore. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back with the phones. 1-800-636-1067. 106.7 is the number. Which Commanders veteran has the most to prove entering voluntary OTAs? Plus, ESPN put out the first edition of their Football Power Index rankings. You'll want to hear where the Commanders are ranked. We'll give you the deets on that next. This is The Fan. .636-1067 is the number. Right here on Overtime. Take you up the 9-10 before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. I feel like I just got subtweeted. If I'm being real. If I'm being so real. Andy Pollin. Big fan of Andy Pollin. He tweeted something out earlier today. Pet peeve for young radio people getting fill-in chances this time of year. Don't open an hour with 1 hour in the books, one to go. Nobody cares how long you've been on the air or how long your shift is. Tell me what's coming up. Okay. Should have just added me. Anywho, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. That's as far as I will dip my toe in those waters. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you got anything on which Commander's veteran has the most to prove entering OTAs, we'll take your calls on that. Plus, are you annoyed at all that Marshawn Lattimore and Laremy Tunsil are not there? I'm sure you're not annoyed about Terry McLaurin not being there. But if you want to chew on that, call us. 1-800-636-1067. I mentioned ESPN put out their Football Power Index for the first time here this year. And they do it every week throughout the regular season. Coming in at number one, obviously, is the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions. A nugget here that is actually interesting to me. The Eagles are, I'm trying to find exactly what the language is. The Eagles, in terms of like Super Bowl teams that have been at the top of this list, they're not getting a whole lot of love in terms of the percentages. It gives the Eagles a 12% chance to win the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have an 11% chance to win the Super Bowl. So it's something to me that like is very interesting. Folks at ESPN, sleep on the Eagles. I wouldn't be sleep on the Eagles, not at all. Can't fall asleep at the wheel with that group. So that's interesting. Now, the Chiefs have an 11% chance. Bills have a 10% chance. Ravens a 9% chance. Lions 8th. Commanders 5th, or tied for 5th with a couple of other different teams. Let's actually run through the list here real quick, though, from the top until we get to Washington. And if you want to have fun with this, where do you think Washington ranks? We'll take your calls on that as well. I'll let you know here, though. The Washington Commanders on this ESPN Football Power Index ranking are about where they are in all the other power rankings that I've seen to this point. Number one is the Philadelphia Eagles. Number two is the Kansas City Chiefs. Why don't they have the entire list up right here? That's going to annoy me. Here it goes. One, the Eagles. Two, the Chiefs. Three is Baltimore. Four is Detroit. Five is Buffalo. Six is Washington. Washington was also ranked 6th in a CBS poll, a Pro Football Focus poll. So a lot of folks feel like Washington right around that 6th best team in the National Football League. In terms of the Super Bowl percentages, they've got a 5% chance to win the Super Bowl. 5% chance to win the Super Bowl. That is tied with the LA Rams. So, interesting. Good spot, bad spot. 1-800-636-1067. Also, your feelings on Tunsil and Lattimore not being at camp or at voluntary OTAs. And then, which Commanders veteran do you think has the most to prove? 1-800-636-1067. Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Without you spitting out the ranks, I was guessing 5.
Okay.
According to, you know what I mean? But that's just, you know, And the other vet that has a lot to prove, in my opinion, is just not, it's just going to where he was at before and like was Tunsil. You know how the Texans were basically saying his, he needs to be basically motivated and also sticks to himself and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That's I would say Tunsil.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's very interesting. So the one thing I would say, and we appreciate the call as always, Alex. The Tunsil, I said it to start the show, man. I've never seen a fan base okay with their team randomly trading a former All-Pro left tackle, bro. Like, I really, it says a lot. I'm going to give Tunsil the benefit of the doubt, though, because I know he comes from humble beginnings, like I do. I know when he's on the field, he's an absolute badass. I just think he's missing a real legitimate opportunity to ingratiate himself with his teammates, man. I just wouldn't, I would prefer him be there. Will he show up eventually during the voluntary work? I don't know. It doesn't become mandatory until June. If he misses mandatory work, then I'd have a huge problem. But until then, I think we got to just bite the bullet on that one. I'm not trying to find something to be upset with. It just, my vitriol was more towards y'all as fans. Because all I hear was, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But it was a big deal when Chase Young didn't show up. You all called me a Chase sexual. It's a big deal when he didn't show up. But now Laramie decides not to show up and everything's all peaches and roses. Y'all got to have the same energy. Stand on business as fans. Straight up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I also want to take a look at some things that I'm looking at when it comes to OTAs. I mentioned one before we went to break. Like, who's the starting safety opposite Will Harris? Excuse me, opposite Quan Martin. And Will Harris, based on the free agent contract he got, people would think that that's the guy. He's going to have to earn it, though. You have to beat out Jeremy Reeves. You have to beat out Percy Butler, Robert McDaniel. Tyler Owens is a sneaky one. Not really expecting a ton out of Tyler Owens just because I don't know if it's fair, but I don't know. Anyways, who starts opposite Quan Martin? A big question. The other big one for me, what's the first team O-line to start? What's the first team offensive line to start? We were touching on it. In the opening hour of the show, Ben, Nate Herbig is a sleeper for me. My projected starting offensive line for the first day of camp. See, this is what's different. It's going to change so many different times between the start of camp and then the start of the regular season. Those joint practices with Baltimore, what better group to go up against to figure out how good your O-line is than the Ravens?
Mike Green? He's gonna be out there trying to take heads
him
off.
Him versus Josh Connerly, the rematch.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about the Senior Bowl clip that went viral.
Oh, wow.
Look at you pulling out, getting deep in the weed. That's interesting. I didn't even think about that. And then on the interior, you got to block Justin Madubuike. I was reading some of the Raven stuff today. Odafe Owe put on 15 to 20 pounds of muscle. He's going to be a demon off the edge. So it'll be interesting, man. The first team O-line, though, when the regular season starts, we should, like, create our own sports book, Ben, and, like, put out combinations. Which one is going to be the one that hits? I'll take a stab at it right now. I think it's Laramie Tunsil at left tackle. I think Nate Herbig beats out Nick Allegretti at left guard. I do. That's my hot take. I think it is Biadasz at center. I think it's Brandon Coleman at right guard, and I think it's Josh Connerly Jr. at right tackle. We'll see if I'm right, though. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Top of the 8 o'clock hour right here in our nation's capital. Lewis Riddick and Kyle Brandt. Lewis Riddick of ESPN, Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football, dished on who they thought was the biggest threat to the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC. And we'll let you hear from those two gents next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.